overall impression is positive?
Oh, absolutely. No question about that. If it were possible to categorize urban renewal projects as good, bad, or indifferent, I think Brooklyn would rate towards the top in terms of having been done pretty darn good. But that's just my opinion. Hey, tell me a little bit about you. What do you do?
I'm a graduate student at UNC Charlotte, and I also teach fencing. I'm a fencing instructor. And
I didn't know we had any.
That's right. We try to keep it alive.
in the college?
I do. I coach at the college, and I also coach at a local fencing school. And I train kids and adults, so it's a lot of fun. Keeps me in shape.
Is there enough activity there to make a living out of it?
Well, not enough to make a living. That's why I'm still in school. And hopefully, I'll be able to teach. That's my ultimate goal.
What do you want to teach?
I'd love to teach history. It's something I truly enjoy and something that I'd like to pass on to people that they really appreciate what it means. And that, you know, where things come from and who was involved is very important. So.
Ever thought about government?
I've thought about it, actually. I've thought about doing a lot of different things. I've also done some historical preservation work with Mr. Dan Morrill, Dr. Dan Morrill. And,
at the university?
Yes, at the university. And, It's interesting. It's definitely the field that I'd like to do.
I had some relationships with three guys out there that I thought the world of. They jointly did some work together, and I guess basically we provided the money and they provided the project. I say we, I'm talking about the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of any of their names?
One of them runs a college up in the mountains, a small college. So when as far as I know, it's still at the university.
Do you know if there were any university people that contributed to the Brooklyn Project? That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would. And you can find a book in the library. Deals with the geography of North Carolina and Burke County, as I recall. The guys who did it, three professors, they got a lot of credit for it because they did it in a different way than anybody had done before, and it made their reputation. Best way I can think of for you to get names.
Right. And this was with the Brooklyn Project?
No, but it was...
City Commerce?
Chamber of Commerce. A little bit after that, but they were all at the university, to the best of my poor knowledge, during the Brooklyn period, and they may have had some involvement I'm not aware of, or they may have had some opinions even if they weren't involved. And they were crackerjacks. Oh, I'm embarrassed I can't recall their names. Doug Orr is one of them. He is now the, I don't know what title he used, chancellor, president of a small school, small college up somewhere near Asheville.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. He was one of them, and a heck of a fine guy. The two are geographers.
That'll probably help because I can go to the geography department.
Department. They can name those three guys in a hurry. Because I'm sure they've left a reputation there that will live for a long time. First-class human beings.
Well, is there anything you'd like to add before I conclude the interview?
Okay, you want to get the hell rid of me.
No, I don't, Mr. Veter. You know that's not true.
I don't think I've offered very much for you. I regret that my memory is not what it might be some, 40, 50 years after it happened. But that's life.
But you certainly remember the positive influence that it had. Yeah.
Get the name of Congressman.
Okay.
God, he was from a small town somewhere. Where do you live?
I live in Charlotte, up by the college. So.
He's up somewhere. West of Charlotte. And he was there for many, many years. And was a first-class human being and a first-class congressman. And he was really real helpful on the Brooklyn Project.
The last question I have for you is, why did you decide to speak? I mean, we're definitely grateful, but was there any particular reason that you wanted to speak to us?
Hell, you contacted me.
Certainly appreciate your time, Mr. Veter.
Well, take care.
And I wish you all the best.
If I can be useful to you, give me a holler.
I sure will, sir. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.